dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
And we welcome you back to another edition of High School Baseball here on KNZA 103.9 FM from Noble Park in Hiawatha. An absolutely gorgeous afternoon as we bring you Big 7 baseball as the Royal Valley Panthers invade Hiawatha to take on the Redhawks here for a double dip. And we bring you game number one of this two-game set here this evening. Royal Valley comes in 5-1 overall. They are 2-0 in Big 7 league play. They come off a sweep over Sabetha last week with wins over 3-2 and also 11-1. Hiawatha, they come in even Stevens at 3-3. They're 0-2 in league play. They were swept by Perry LeCompton last week. You heard the first game right here on KNZA 103.9 FM. That was a 7-5 loss in 8 innings, and then they were downed in game number 2 as well by a final score of 8-6. So Royal Valley and Hiawatha to do battle here today, and let's dive into the starting lineups for this first game here today. And let's start with Royal Valley. Again, 5 wins and 6 outings so far. Leading off and playing shortstop is Kendon Wagg, the senior. Pitching today is Brady Klotz, the Northwest Missouri State commit, the senior in the two-hole. Jace Wagg, the third baseman, the junior, batting third. Preston Golden is playing first, the junior, and batting fourth. Senior Cooper Daugherty is the left fielder and batting fifth. Junior Ethan Noonard at second base and batting sixth. Batting seventh is the center fielder Parker Long. Rio Miller is in right field batting eighth. And then Tyson Parks is the catcher rounding out the Royal Valley lineup batting ninth. So again, it's Wag, Klotz, Wag, Golden, Daugherty, Nooner, Long, Miller, and Parks. For Hiawatha, leading off is the junior second baseman, Josh Smith. Carson Gilbert is pitching. He is batting second. Batting in the number 3 spot, Ashton Rocky is playing in center field today. Xavier Oldham, the left fielder, batting fourth. Joel Bryan is at shortstop, batting fifth. Matthew Monaghan is at third base today and batting sixth. In the 7 hole and playing as the designated hitter, that would be senior Braden Griswold, as it will be Tyler Davis in right field. Tyler Willick is the catcher and batting eighth, and Cooper Jacobson playing first and batting ninth, rounding out the Red Hawks lineup. So again, for Hiawatha, Smith, Gilbert, Rocky, Oldham, Brian, Monaghan, Griswold, Willick, and Jacobson, with Tyler Davis playing in right field. Again, a beautiful afternoon here in Hiawatha as we are now off and running fully in both baseball and softball here for 2022, as now we're a few weeks in the books and still grinding away early on in league play. Again, a great start for Royal Valley, 5-1 and a 2-0 start in league play as they swept Sabetha last week, a 3-2 win in game one, 11-1 in game number 2 there. They'll have a little bit of time off after tonight's games as they will be up against Wamego on Friday. That will be a makeup from earlier date this season. So they will be back in action on Friday. Hiawatha, of course, 3-3 so far here this season, and they are coming off a sweep at the hands of Perry LeCompton. They'll be back in action next week as well. So they'll have a little bit of time off. Another Big 7 tilt. They'll go to Nemaha Central next Monday. So a little bit of time between now and these next games for both of these teams, but should be a lot of fun. Royal Valley swept Hiawatha in their two-game set last year as Royal Valley got wins of 10-9 and 8-0. Royal Valley, their other wins on the year, they swept ACCHS early to start the campaign with big wins of 19-4 and 18-6, and then they split on the road at Santa Fe Trail. They lost that first game by a final score of 3-2 and came back with a 8-6 win in game number 2 of that series. And then outside of Perry LeCompton, Hiawatha, they started the season with a split against Troy, a win of 10-0 and a loss of 8-4. And then they picked up 2 big wins at Horton to kick off the month of April, wins of 20-1 and 28-0 before being swept again last week by Perry LeCompton to sit currently at 3-3. So both of the managers out, speaking at home plate here with the umpires today. Again, a beautiful afternoon, 66 degrees, maybe a couple of clouds in the skies, a light breeze. So a very, very beautiful day here for high school baseball on KNZA 103.9 FM. Royal Valley, the road team, rocking the purple jersey tops, gray pants. They got black numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. And then the home red uniforms for Hiawatha trimmed out in blue and white with the gray pants and the red hats. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Brandon Tabman with you as we are getting ever so close to first pitch here for game number one of this two-game set here this evening. We'll have some more softball for you coming up later on this week. Thursday, we'll have another broadcast for you. We'll be at Onega as they will take on Troy. So we'll have some softball later on this week as well for you as we continue our baseball and softball broadcast throughout the course of 2022. And, of course, broadcast post afterwards can be found online under the game broadcast tab. That's at mscsports.net. Go back and listen to some old games if you get a hankering. If you missed them live, we certainly have them covered for you after the fact. So a little bit of extra time here. Not sure what the kind of delay is for the starts here. They extend the conversations at home plate with both managers for both of these teams. Kenny Swart, the head coach for Royal Valley, and Kurt Weldon, the head coach for Hiawatha. Finally, the handshakes are being dispersed, and we should get set for Hiawatha to take the field and Royal Valley to bat here in the top of the first inning. Again, for Royal Valley, as both teams now mixing around their managers for a few final words. Again, Royal Valley due up here in the first will be Kendon Wag, Brady Klotz, and Jace Wag. And then if one of those three able to get on, it'll be Preston Golden, the top four in the lineup for the Royal Valley Panthers. Again, defensively here for Hiawatha, Willick is catching. Gilbert is pitching this afternoon. Monaghan at third, Bryan at short, Smith at second, Jacobson will be at first. And the outfield from left to right, Oldham, Rocky, and Tyler Davis. A few people still scattering in to catch the start of this first game, which should be a good one, a great pitching matchup. Of course, Royal Valley with Brady Klotz and Carson Gilbert for Hiawatha. We'll try to sit down the Panthers here in order to start. And when you look at Carson Gilbert to this point in the season, of course, used very well. This will be appearance number four for Carson Gilbert. He is 1-0 with a 2.62 ERA. So certainly one of the better arms for Hiawatha, and he will look to keep those numbers down against a very, very strong and stout Panthers lineup. This is a Royal Valley team that comes in with a team average of .335. Their on-base percentage is .481, and their slugging percentage is .462. They have hit 17 extra base hits, 61 runs in six games. So certainly, again, a very stout lineup here offensively for the Panthers. So Carson Gilbert will have his work cut out for him, trying to keep that ERA down here this season. So again, Kendon Wag, the shortstop and senior, is just moments away from leading this one off here for Royal Valley. Again, Royal Valley with the sweep last year against Hiawatha with a 10-9 win in game one. 8-0 was their win in game number two. As Kendon Wag is set to step in here momentarily, and he has been on a tear to this point. 316 average through six games so far, and his on-base percentage .519, the leading run scorer for the Panthers with 10 heading into this game here this afternoon. So we are ready for baseball. Again, 66 and maybe a couple clouds in the sky and a calm breeze, but an absolutely beautiful day here for high school baseball. So finally we step in as it's Kendon Wag, the senior shortstop, and Carson Gilbert gets the sign. And here is the first pitch of game one. It is swung on and missed, strike one. So aggressive out of the gate is Kendon Wag. .316 average so far. 19 at bats, 6 hits, 4 have been singles. He's got a couple of doubles. He takes one low here for ball one. It's been a week since Royal Valley last played. They swept Sabetha last time out last week, and he swings. Wag does and misses here for strike two. Now the count 1-2 here, advantage Gilbert. Shakes off the first sign. Winds and fires. Breaking ball just missing a scotch outside, and we even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good eye there by the senior, Kendon Wag. Bats from the right side, a little closed on his stance. The 2-2. Got him. Strike three looking. And just like that, an early strikeout here for Carson Gilbert, and there's one gone here in the first. So up next, the Northwest Missouri State commitment, and that is Brady Klotz, a big, tall right-hander. Steps in a little close from the right side. Pitching here in game one, and he takes outside ball one. Klotz, the highest slugging percentage for Royal Valley so far at 700. He has 5 doubles, 12 driven in, both those stats most on the team, and he swings at one way outside. Taps his chest, says my bad. He knows not the right pitch there, and the count's even at 1-1. Also tied for the team lead with total hits. Check swing, held it off there, and the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. Part of the Royal Valley basketball team, and swung on and missed there. Now the count 2-2. Klotz, a big part of that state tournament run for the Panthers this year, making it all the way to the state title game and losing to Heston in the championship matchup, and Heston going for their second straight title in Class 3A. 2-2, and got him inside. A bender that gets the inside corner, and just like that, back-to-back strikeouts for Carson Gilbert to start things off, and quickly 2-up, 2-down now for the junior third baseman, Jace Wag. Jace Wag, a .471 average that leads the Panthers, also has the highest on-base percentage at .640. Takes high and outside for ball one. He's also walked more than any batter for the Panthers. He has collected 6 walks here, entering game number 7. That one high and tight, nearly grazed the left shoulder, but gets out of the way, count 2-0. Plays very up, right side of the box. Pretty straight up with his stance. And off speed, out in front. Good pitch there by Gilbert. And a big strike there makes it 2-1. So a good start here for Carson Gilbert. Still some work to be done, 2-1. That one swung on, hit to the right side. Jacobson, the first baseman, in foul territory, and he drops it. So it's going to even the count at 2-2, but a chance to get out of the inning. And Jacobson just drops it over there on the right side in foul territory. And Jace Wag, he'll get another opportunity here with the count at 2-2. Just getting going. No score, top of the first. A 2-2 count. And swung on and missed in a half-hearted check swing. And how about the start for Carson Gilbert as he strikes out the side in the first. 1-2-3 go the Panthers. To the bottom of the first we go. Here from Hiawatha, no score.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out 3 sizes of the temp controlled and insect-free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Make a lasting impression with a graduation gift this year. Ideas from Lasting Impressions in Holton include monogrammed or personalized towels, backpacks, duffel bags, luggage, coolers, and many more. Unique and personalized graduation gifts from Lasting Impressions, Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Couldn't have asked for a better start for Carson Gilbert, the Hiawatha pitcher. 1-2-3 and all three strikeouts in the first inning. Now for Hiawatha, they get set here in the bottom of the first. Josh Smith, Carson Gilbert, and Ashton Rocky do up here in the first. And if one of those three able to get on, Xavier Oldham will be due up fourth for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Defensively for Royal Valley, Klotz on the mound, Parks is catching, Jace Wag at third, Kendon Wag at short, Nooner at second, Golden at first, Miller in right, Long in center, Dougherty is in left field. So we get that thrown down as we get set for Hiawatha's first at bat here in the bottom of the first inning, no score. So the junior second baseman, Josh Smith, will step in. A 500 average so far. 12 at-bats, 6 hits, 8 runs scored. He's driven in 9 and first pitch swinging. Fouled out of play down the right field side, and quickly 0-1 is the count. Tall task for the Red Hawks lineup facing this tall right-handed power thrower in Brady Klotz, a Northwest Missouri State commitment. Can certainly throw some heat, likes to slow it down with the off-speed stuff, and right there, a bending breaker that's just a bit upstairs, and the count evens up at 1-1. Works fairly quickly. Here's the 1-1. Low fastball just off the plate, and Smith coming back nicely with a good eye, now 2-1. Redhawks 3-3 currently, 0-2 in Big Salmon League play. That one sails inside and nearly got Smith, and he gets out just in time, and now the count's 3-1. Infield pretty straight up here for Smith. The center fielder Long shaded a little bit more to his right for a pull. Here's the 3-1. Outside ball 4. So a good eye by Josh Smith, and he's on first with nobody out. It's Hiawatha's number 2 hole hitter, and that's pitcher Carson Gilbert, who steps in. The tall righty hitting .529. 9 hits, 7 runs, and 6 driven in. One of those hits has gone for extra bases. First pitch from Klotz is outside, ball 1. Smith is certainly a threat to steal. And Klotz knows that. He throws back, and Smith dives back in time. So right now a 1-0 count here to Gilbert. No score, bottom of the first. Smith led things off with a walk. Gilbert steps in here with a 1-0 count. The pitch sails inside. Gilbert now ahead 2-0, and Klotz struggling here to find the strike zone early. Another throw back to first. Smith back in time. Good stab over there by Golden to keep it in front of him. That one upstairs. Now 3 balls and no strikes. And a little frustration from Klotz here early. Hiawatha being very patient with their first couple of batters. See if Gilbert has any kind of a green light here on a 3-0 count. The delivery is in there for strike one. So Gilbert, no chance swinging at that one. Watched it all the way and just caught enough on the outside portion of the plate. Now 3-1. Smith again dancing over there at first. Here's the pitch. That one right down Broadway and from 3-0 to 3-2. So Gilbert took the last two. And now more protection mode. 3-2 with Smith at first. The pitch. Got him. Strike three looking, grazing the outside corner. And a huge bounce back there for Brady Klotz as he gets the first out here in the bottom of the first. Junior center fielder Ashton Rocky steps in. That's from the right side. 333 average so far. Slow roller, shortstop side, and it gets under the glove, and it's going to trickle out into left center field. And that's going to get Smith all the way to third base. It's going to be an error by the shortstop. And now runners at the corners, which is one out here in the first, as Rocky now is on first base. It was a very slow roller and just went right under the glove of Kendon Wagg over there at shortstop and just kind of slowly trickled out into left center field, and Smith a heads-up play to get from second to third. So Rocky at first, Smith at third, one out here in the bottom of the first. Redhawks threatening here in the first inning. Klotz, a quick throw back to first. Rocky back in time as the left fielder Xavier Oldham steps in. A 267 average, 15 at-bats, 7 runs scored, 4 hits, and 6 driven in. He takes one low here for ball one. So two runners on, none via a hit, a walk issued to Smith, and an E6 allowed Rocky to get on first. Here's a slow roller, stabbed by the pitcher Klotz, and he's going to throw to first and gets the second out of the inning. As Rocky's going to move up to second, Smith could not come home from third, so that's a big second out as this one goes 1-3. And now it'll be up to Joel Bryan, as now he's got two in scoring position, but now there are two outs. Joel Bryan, the senior shortstop, 353 average. This will be his 20th plate appearance. 6 hits, 5 runs scored, 3 driven in. He swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Big opportunity here for the Redhawks to strike first. Smith at third, Rocky at second, ground ball up the middle and into center field. It is a base hit, one run is in. Here comes Rocky from second. He will score as well. And two out, two RBI single. It was big time right there for Joel Bryan, and it gives the Redhawks a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. So a monstrous two-out hit as Smith and Rocky both score, and Hiawatha a 2-0 lead and still working here in the bottom of the first. Matthew Monaghan, the third baseman, steps in. Off speed and running to a second, and a throw not in time as Joel Bryan steals second base, and now he's in scoring position with two outs. He ran on the perfect pitch. It was off speed and high and outside. Fastball low and away, now 2-0. To Matthew Monaghan, the junior third baseman. 312 average so far, 5 hits on the young season. He takes inside there for ball three. So a good start here for the Redhawks, a 2-0 lead. Bryan at second, two outs, a 3-0 count here to Monaghan. Klotz fires, and that one's low, and it's going to skip away, and that's going to allow Bryan to get over to third base. So the second walk issued this inning by Klotz. Now we get a stoppage of play. And a meeting on the mound with the infield and head coach Kenny Swartz for Royal Valley. So the Redhawks got a good start to this game. Carson Gilberts, he struck out the side in the first. And Hiawatha here in the bottom half of this frame got a leadoff walk from Josh Smith. Carson Gilbert came up and struck out, but then Rocky reached on an infield single and the big hit, Joel Bryan, a two RBI single. And now Monaghan with a walk is at first base. Bryan getting to third on the pass ball on ball four. So runners at the corners. Braden Griswold, the senior designated hitter today. Another opportunity to add a little bit more here in the first. Griswold appearing in game number five. He has a .333 average. He's two out of six with an RBI. A little open on his stance, batting from the right side. 2-0 Redhawks here in the first. There's the pitch, and no throw to second as Monaghan takes it with ease. And now two in scoring position here for Griswold with two outs. 2-0 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the first. Here's the pitch from Klotz inside. And it's 2-0. Klotz is working fairly hard here to grind out of the first inning. Ground ball right side, but foul. A little late was Griswold on that one. Count now 2-1. Griswold's able to do anything. The freshman catcher, Tyler Willick, is on deck. Here's the 2-1. Just missing low and outside, and the count now 3-1. Bryan at third, Monaghan at second. 2-0 Redhawks here in the bottom of the first, looking for more. That one sails inside, ball four. The third walk issued here in the first inning by Klotz, and the bases are loaded now for the freshman, Tyler Willick. Willick so far this season has appeared in every game, a .333 average. He has six hits and 18 at-bats, five driven in, eight runs scored, and a big opportunity here as he takes one that clips the inside corner for strike one. Bases loaded, two outs, ground ball but foul. Now really needing to protect is Willick down 0-2. Bryan at third, Monaghan at second, Griswold at first. The pitch, laid on it and fouls it away. We'll do it again, 0-2. The big hit, Joel Bryan, a two RBI single to give the Redhawks an early 2-0 lead, and now an opportunity for Willick to add more. Klotz trying to get out of this inning with minimal damage. Off speed, ripped to the right side, and it's caught by the second baseman. Right place, right time for Nooner, and that's a huge out. But damage done in the first as the Redhawks tack two, and they lead Royal Valley 2-0 after one here on 103.9 KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, we can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal, we can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Kansaland Radio.
Absolutely beautiful day for high school baseball from Hiawatha Noble Park, and the Red Hawks an early 2-0 lead here on Royal Valley. As we head to the top of inning number 2, Colin Fellkamp in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. Thanks for making us a part of your Monday afternoon as Hiawatha got 2 runs on 1 hit, 1 error, 3 left on base in that bottom half of inning number 1 to get their 2-0 lead. It was Joel Bryan with the 2-RBI single to give the Red Hawks an early lead, and now Gilbert back to work after striking out the side in the first as he faces now junior first baseman Preston Golden, and his first pitch low and inside, ball 1. This one ripped to right field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit, get under the glove of the right fielder, but able to get it back in time is Tyler Davis, so just holding to a single there, sharply hit for Preston Golden. And he's on to lead off here in the top of the first. So the first hit here for Royal Valley. Chance to get something going as it's the senior left fielder Cooper Dougherty. That's from the right side. First pitch from Gilbert outside, ball 1. Cooper Dougherty leads the team. He actually has multiple triples. He's hit 2 of them. Soft toss back to first base, keeping Golden honest. There is Carson Gilbert. Dougherty again, 2 triples. Also leads the team with 7 strikeouts. Inside on his stance there, a little close. Swung on and missed there. Now 1-1. 2-0 Hiawatha, early portions of this one. Top of the second inning, 1 on and nobody out. That one upstairs by Gilbert, now 2-1 to Cooper Dougherty. Ethan Nooner is on deck, Parker Long in the hole. Here's Gilbert's 1-1, swung on and missed. Hard cut, or correction, now evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilbert now first time working out of the stretch, glancing over at first. Golden a decent lead and a nice quick trigger over there back to first, and nearly snuck a tag down was Jacobson, but Golden back in time. See if Dougherty can protect here with a 2-2 count. Gilbert's pitch off speed, and it is fouled out of play. And we will do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And this Royal Valley team has played very well offensively. They've scored at least 8 runs in 4 of their 6 games. And swung on and missed there. Dougherty is down. And that's the 4th strikeout by Carson Gilbert and 5 batters faced. So Golden stays at first, now 1 down, and that brings up the junior second baseman, Ethan Nooner. That's from the right side. Nooner, a .400 average so far, takes high and tight, ball 1. 6 hits so far for Nooner, 5 singles, a double. He's driven in 5 and has scored 9 runs. A little open on his stance, check swing, but caught a piece of the bat and flies out of play. And we're evened up at 1 ball and 1 strike. So 5 batters faced, 4 strikeouts so far for Carson Gilbert. The 1 non-strikeout, a single with Golden on first. This one tails away, ball 2. Red Hawks got 2 runs on 1 hit in the first. They lead it 2-0. They left them loaded as well. That one is swung on and missed. Caught a piece, but nice job by Willick behind home plate to catch that one, and we're evened up now at 2-2. All 4 of Gilbert's strikeouts so far have come on 2-2 pitches. Another soft toss back to first. Jacobson there keeping Golden honest over there at first. So all 4 strikeouts again on 2-2 pitches. That's where we stand. And this one gets them again, grazing the inside corner. And another strikeout for Carson Gilbert. Make it 5. through six batters, and now two down for Parker Long, a senior center fielder. First pitch just missing, ball one. Parker Long, a .312 average. The only category he leads this team in is hit by pitches, and he's been hit three times already this year, and swinging and missing at one off the plate there for strike number one. But a solid average again at .312, five hits and five driven in. One of those hits was a triple. Runner at first. Here's a strike and a chance for a stolen base, but a beautiful throw by the freshman Willick to gun down the runner, Preston Golden at second base, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. So we've played 1.5 here from Hiawatha. The Redhawks lead it 2-0.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 tons. That's bail beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
ICE Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the second inning, Hiawatha leading 2-0 over Royal Valley. Here from Noble Park, absolutely beautiful afternoon for high school baseball. 3 up and 3 down once again. Royal Valley in the last half inning. Did get a runner on base, but Golden caught stealing to end the frame. And now Redhawks here in the bottom half of inning number two. Cooper Jacobson. And the count quickly, 1-1. Clock's working quickly. That one high and outside for ball two. Jacobson, Smith, and Gilbert do up for the Redhawks here in the second. That one high and outside. Now 3-1. Klotz has had some struggles with his command, and there's another walk given up. That's the fourth walk issued so far, and a leadoff man is on once again. As Jacobson takes first, and back to the top of the order with Josh Smith, who led off the game with a walk as well, came around to score on the 2-RBI single by Joel Bryan. Quick throw back to first. So again, trying to keep Jacobson honest over there at first. Here's the pitch by Klotz, high and tight, but a bunt is put down, and they're going to have to make the play at first. Klotz with the throw, and caught by Golden to secure the out, but the sacrifice is good as Jacobson gets up to second base and Smith is the first out. Carson Gilbert steps in with a runner at second, one out. Hits it left side, and a diving stop by the shortstop, but not going to be able to make a play. Kendon Wagg certainly saved a run potentially, as Jacobson could have probably made it home if it creeped into the outfield, but a diving save, but there was no play to be made. And it's going to be an infield single for Carson Gilbert. Now runners at the corners. With one out, and that brings up Ashton Rocky. Reached on an air. And he got him over there at first base, and Gilbert is picked off. And just like that, there are two outs. What a play by Klotz. And Golden at first to pick off Gilbert just like that. Ball's going to get to the backstop. Here's a play at the plate. Not in time, and the run's going to come in from third. So a wild pitch that hits the backstop, and Jacobson ends up scoring to make it 3-0 Redhawks. Now the bases are empty with two outs. Rocky up there with a 1-0 count. Swung on and missed. Now 1-1. So Jacobson led off the inning with a walk. Sacrificed by Smith, got him to second. Got to third on the infield single by Gilbert. Gilbert's immediately picked off at first, and then Jacobson scoring on a wild pitch. Count now 2-1 here to Rocky. Here's the pitch. In there for strike two. 3-0 Redhawks here in the bottom of the second inning. Big seven league doubleheader. Ground ball left side, played by Kendon Wagg, the shortstop. Long throw and stretching is Golden to make the play. Beautifully done by Wagg and Golden to record the third out. But Hiawatha gets another through two innings. The Redhawks lead it 3-0.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who were raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee, not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Are you looking for a quality new...
Another run for the Redhawks in the second. They extend their lead over Royal Valley to 3-0 as we hit the top of inning number three. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Salmon with you from Noble Park, and Carson Gilbert sets to get back to work as he has struck out five of the first six batters that he has faced. As Royal Valley has struggled here, no runs and one hit through the first two. Hiawatha, three runs, two hits. They have left three on base. So the bottom of the order coming up here for Royal Valley, Parker Long back up. He was in there to close out the last half inning as Golden was caught stealing to end the frame. So stepping back up there, swinging at the first pitch, is Long for strike one. Parker Long, Rio Miller, and Tyson Parks do up again 7-8-9 in the Royal Valley order. Here's the 0-1 from Gilbert, off speed, slow roller, third base side. Monaghan has it, high throw, and getting down on the bag in time is Jacobson at first base to record the out. And quickly like that, one or a couple of pitches and one out. Here recorded in the third. Right fielder Rio Miller steps in. 250 average so far. Three hits and 12 at bats. He'll take upstairs ball one. Defense fairly straight up here. Gilbert's dominant here early, and that one is low and outside, ball two. And Miller, three hits, 12 at-bats, a 250 average. On-base percentage is 400. Off speed and just the scotch outside, now 3-0. Here's the pitch, and that one is going to catch the corner to make it 3-1. So Miller was taking all the way there. See what he does here at 3-1. A little open on his stance, batting from the right side. That one's outside, ball four. So Miller is on with one out. Just the second base runner allowed here by Gilbert. As the number nine hitter, Tyson Parks, the sophomore catcher, steps in. Parks batting 333, bats from the right side, open on his stance, takes outside, ball one. Panthers trying to garner some momentum here in the third, trailing 3-0. Hiawatha got two in the first, one in the second. There's a throwback to first, not in time. Miller slides back. Already seen a runner picked off at first base. That was last half inning as Klotz and Golden did a nice job to pick off Gilbert at first. This one right down Broadway for strike number one. Now Parks with a 1-1 count. Again, Parks 333 average, 16th plate appearance this season. He's got a couple doubles. He's driven in four. That one is swung on and missed. And Gilbert jumps out in front, 1-2. One out, runner at first. Another throw back to first base. Miller back in time safely. The number nine hitter here for Royal Valley, Tyson Parks. He's down in the count, 1-2. Runner at first, one out. Here in the frame and swung on and missed. He got him. And another strikeout for Carson Gilbert as we now hit the top of the order. Now two outs here in the frame. That is the sixth strikeout. So nine faced, six have been set down via the strikeout. Two down, Miller at first. Top of the order again off speed. A little bit upstairs for Kendon Wagg for ball one. He was one of the six strikeouts in the first time in the order. Trying to get a two-out rally going. This one's fouled out of play. And the count's even at one ball and one strike. Long started the inning with a ground out. Miller walked. Parks struck out. And now Kendon Wagg, the top of the order, with a runner at first and two down, trying to get something going here for the Panthers, down 3-0. Off speed. And a strike is in there. And the count 1-2. Command has been there so far for Carson Gilbert. Glancing back at Miller at first and another throwback to first and Miller under the tag. So we've seen both pitchers here early on when there's been a runner at first. Really making multiple moves and trying to keep those runners honest over there. And now there is a steal opportunity. Throw's going to get away, but a nice snag over there by Brian to keep it from going into the outfield as Miller gets to second base on the steal. Again, he ran on a good pitch. It was a little off speed and high and away. A tougher play for Willick to make behind home plate, but Brian did a good job keeping that one from going into the outfield. Swung on and fouled straight back. So the count's still even at two balls and two strikes. Now a runner in scoring position with two outs. Hiawatha with a 3-0 lead here in the top of the third. Off speed and got a piece of the bat, but it's caught by Willick for another strikeout. So a runner stranded, but no damage done as Gilbert gets out of another little pickle. At the end of 2.5, it's a 3-0 Hiawatha lead.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay it through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment.
the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Freddie Klotz back to work for Royal Valley as we hit bottom of inning number three. Hiawatha, good start. They have tacked on two in the first, one in the second. They lead it 3-0 as Carson Gilbert is cruising right now for the Redhawks, as he has 7 strikeouts through the first 3 innings, and he's given up just 1 hit. So the Redhawks looking to add a little bit more. Klotz's first delivery here to Xavier Oldham is low and inside for ball one. Oldham grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. Open stance from the right side, takes one in there for strike one. Klotz has struggled at times. He's given up 4 walks today. This one, good location on the inside corner, jamming Oldham. Fouls that one straight back, now 1-2. Infield straight up, just going here in the bottom of the third. 3-0 Red Hawks, that one low, and evens up the counts at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Oldham, Bryan, and Monaghan do up this inning for Hiawatha. Again, leading 3-0 here in the first of 2 games here today. Slow roller, left side, putting it in play. Play at first is not in time. It's going to be an infield single as Jay Swag over there at third, a little hesitant to get that ball out. And Oldham on 2 strikes, puts it in play and is now at first with nobody out here in the third. So an infield single by Oldham puts him at first, and Klotz now back to the stretch position. Third hit of the day for Hiawatha as a quick throw from Klotz over to first base, again keeping Oldham honest. Seen both pitchers keeping tabs on the runners at first base all game so far. Klotz fires, low and inside, ball one. To Joel Bryan, who had the big 2 RBI single in the first, was left stranded at third that inning. That one is also low, now 2-0. So Hiawatha, they've been very patient with their ABs here today, really grinding that pitch count for Klotz. Here's the 2-0. A little bit outside and upstairs. Now 3-0. Oldham at first, nobody out. Bottom of inning number 3. Hiawatha with a 3-0 lead here on Royal Valley. Here's the pitch. Outside, a 4-pitch walk. And the first 2 batters have reached here in the third. That brings up Matthew Monaghan, the third baseman. He walked in the first. Stole second, but was stranded there to end the inning. So again, now 5 walks issued by Klotz here so far, and he's gotten through 2 innings to this point. Out of the stretch, looking back at second. Fires, that one is low and in the dirt, ball one. So big opportunity here for the Redhawks to a chance to blow this game open with a 3-0 lead here in the third. They got 2 on and nobody out. And right now Klotz cannot find the strike zone. That one is low. It's now 2-0. 6 straight balls thrown by Klotz, and he is working fairly quickly. That one is in there for strike one. Monaghan looking a little whole way. Kept the bat on the shoulder, now count as 2-1. Oldham at second, Bryan at first. The 2-1. Just a bit upstairs, now 3-1. The DH, Braden Griswold, is on deck. See what Monaghan does here with a 3-1 count. He calls time. As Klotz will gather on the bump in what's been a struggle so far. Locating that strike zone. Here's the 3-1. Oh, and it got him in the back. And Monaghan is drilled. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out. Now Braden Griswold, the senior DH, will step in, who walked his first time. And now bases loaded, nobody out. Hiawatha leading 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Chance for more. Oldham led it off with an infield single, and then a walk and a hit batter have them loaded. First pitch gets away. It's going to get to the backstop. Everyone advances, and a wild pitch. And Klotz is shaking his right arm. I don't know if he's even close to 100% at this point. See him shaking his hand out there and his wrist. This doesn't look right as that one gets by. Oldham scores. Bryan gets to third. Monaghan to second. And it's now 4-0 Red Hawks. And that one's ripped back up the middle, and it's a delayed play and not in time. A chance to get Griswold at first, but it's an infield single, and another run comes across as Bryan scores. Monaghan advances to third, and an RBI single there by Griswold makes it 5-0, as I think that's going to do it for the day of Brady Klotz. Is, again, I just don't know if he was maybe 100% out there at some point. And we'll see now who comes in to pitch here. It's going to be Kendon Wagg, the shortstop. Let's check the changes here as Oil Valley down 5-0. Kendon Wagg will come in from his position at shortstop. We'll get his warm-up tosses. So it's a 5-0 Hiawatha lead, an infield single, a walk, a hit batter, and an RBI single. Has plated two here in the inning. The RBI single plus a wild pitch with the bases loaded, getting the other run. So Nooner is going to move over from second to shortstop, and Klotz looks like he's going to play second base. So still nobody out here in the third, just two innings complete there for Klotz. As we're back to it, Monaghan at third, Griswold at first, already two across here in the frame. 5-0 Hiawatha. Tyler Willick, the freshman, steps in as Kendon Wagg will quickly throw one over to first, keeping that tradition going as we've seen all game so far. Both pitchers playing the runners at first tightly. Here's Wagg's first pitch. It's in there for strike one. Willick lined out to second base in the first inning. That ended the frame after Hiawatha was able to tack two. They got two in the first, one in the second, now two already in the third, and still runners at the corners with nobody out. Here's the 0-1, and late swing, fouled out of play, Willick down 0-2. So working here is Kendon Wagg. That pitch is low and inside. Good eye there by Willick to make the count 1-2. Wag is a right-hander. Throws it, and that one slapped to right field, but coming in on it is Miller, and he may have lost it in the sun. It hits the ground, and the runner comes in. Now the ball's going to skip all the way to home, and the other two runners advance, and that's going to be an error by the right fielder. And Willick makes it all the way to second base, and Griswold now at third with Monahan scoring, and it's now 6-0 Hiawatha. The first three batters of the inning have come around to score. The fourth batter was Griswold. He's at third. The last batter, Willick, is at second. Still nobody out. As Wags pitches low and inside to Cooper Jacobson, ball one. Jacobson walked and scored on a wild pitch in the second. He was the one runner to score in that frame. Swung out and missed there. High fastball, 1-1. It's the second error by the Royal Valley defense here this afternoon. That one skips in the dirt. Good block there by Parks to keep it in front. It's now 2-1. Certainly that's not an issue for the right side. Off speed, swung on a miss there by Jacobson, now 2-2. You can see at times players holding their gloves up to try to block that sun, and it's been an issue so far as that one just missing outside. Now the count goes full at 3-2. Two on, three across already. In the third, 6-0 Hiawatha. Here's a slow roller to the right side, fielded by the first baseman, and safe at first. Beating Wag to the bag is Cooper Jacobson with an infield single. And another run is across as Griswold scores. Willick gets to third, and Jacobson stands at first, and now back to the top of the order with Josh Smith. 7-0 Redhawks here in the bottom of the third. Here's Wags' pitch. Smith shows bunts, and with that a throw, Jacobson steals second. Good pitch and location there for Wag, and just like that, Smith now needs to protect. He's down 0-2. Smith walked and scored in the first, grounded out to the pitcher, and his second at bat. He's 0-1 with a run scored, and he's now down on strikes. That one is swung on and missed, and a very important out as Wag gets the strikeout. And that brings up Carson Gilbert. 1-2 with an infield single. He was picked off at first in the second. And he's going to hit one to right field, and it's going to fall in for a hit in front of Miller as one run is in. And it's an RBI single. Now 8-0 as Gilbert now gets in on the action, making him 2-for-3 on the day. As Willick is in from third, Jacobson stops at third. And now Ashton Rocky steps in. This will be the 9th batter here in the inning. The first 5 to come up here in this inning have scored. Skips in the dirt, no chance, as Gilbert's going to easily work his way up to second base. So now runners at second and third. With one out, Rocky reached on an error and scored in the first. Swung at a high breaking ball, fouls this one out of play. And the count is 1-1. Redhawks dominance here in the first game, leading 8-0 off speed. That one a little bit outside, and the count now 2-1. 2 in the first, 1 in the second. They have plated 5 here in the third, and still just 1 out with runners at second and third. Fastball that tails inside, now 3-1. And that one in the dirt, 4. So Rocky reaches for a second time, and now the bases are loaded with 1 out for the cleanup hitter, Xavier Oldham. 1-for-2 with an infield single and a run scored. That's how we started this inning off, and he's up there for a second time this frame. And a ground ball. It's going to hit the pitcher's ankle and skip left side to the shortstop. Everyone is safe, and it's an infield single for Xavier Oldham. So just how he started the inning, he does it again. And now it is 9-0 as Jacobson scores. Gilbert at third, now Rocky at second. And now Joel Bryan, who has a 2-RBI single, a walk, and a run scored. Swung on and missed there. 4-1. Second one is fouled out of play. Quickly, Bryan down on the count. 2-2. The first 6 in this inning have all come around to score. It's 9-0 Hiawatha. You're in the bottom of the third. It's still just 1 out. And that one is swung on and missed, and a big strikeout by Kendon Wagg. And now there are 2 outs here in the inning. Now it's up to Matthew Monaghan to keep this one going. He walked and was hit by a pitch. And now he's going to send one to right center field, and that's going to drop in for a hit and get by the center fielder. 2 runs are going to score. They're going to send the third trying to clear the bases, but out at home plate. But 2 are across on the 2-RBI hit by Monaghan. I don't blame him for sending. And they tried to get Oldham home from first, but he is gunned down. Nice play to end the inning. But a monstrous inning for Hiawatha as 2 more runners come across. And what was a 3-0 lead is now an 11-0 lead. We'll step aside. Fourth inning coming up next here on KNCA.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
We take having those close relationships with our customers very seriously.
That's Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We try to get out in the community as much as we can and volunteer. I think it's important because our customers can see us out, get to know us a little bit better, and I think it shows that we care about what's happening in our community.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Well, it's all Hiawatha now, an 8-run frame in the third to extend their lead to 11-0 as we hit the fourth inning of play here in game 1 of this doubleheader. As Royal Valley now has a lot of work to do, it'll be Klotz, Wag, and Golden due up this inning as Gilbert back to work. And that one ripped into left field, a first pitch swinging single by Brady Klotz. And he is on to start the top of the fourth. Klotz with his 10th hit of the season and his 5th single. Now 5 singles and 5 doubles to his credit so far. So Gilbert had been cruising until then. That's just the second hit given up by Gilbert so far. This one to Jace Wagg off the plate, ball one. He struck out to end the first. Up for a second time, Gilbert's pitch, and high fly ball. Right fielder coming in to make the catch is Tyler Davis. No advancement there by Klotz, and there's one out here in the inning. So Wagg now 0 for 2, Preston Golden. Had the first hit of the game for Royal Valley in the second, but he was caught stealing in the second. Takes this off speed outside, ball one. Hiawatha, 2 in the first, 1 in the second, 8 in the third. They lead it 11 to nothing. Klotz at first, one out, off speed, is in there for strike one. And Hiawatha came in at 3-3, 0-2 in Big 7 play. Royal Valley came in at 5-1 and 2-0 in league play. And it's Hiawatha who's been dominant here in the first game. Golden takes outside, now 2-1. Gilbert working out of the stretch, off speed, and fouled out of play, evened up at 2-2. Here's the 2-2. It's swung on and missed inside part of the plate on a fastball, and another strikeout for Carson Gilbert. Now there's two down. So after a leadoff single by Klotz, Jace Wagg flew out to right field. Preston Golden set down on strikes, and now it's up to Cooper Doherty. Left fielder takes outside for ball one. He struck out in the second. Now 8 strikeouts for Carson Gilbert. The pitch. Just outside, now 2-0. And Doherty, the senior left fielder, a little closed on his stance, batting from the right side. This one outside, now 3-0. Ethan Nooner is due up next. Panthers needing some action here to kind of keep this game moving along, and that off speed is a bender that gets over the plate for strike one. Three-one, and nearly got him. It's going to be ball four as Doherty will take first on the walk. Klotz goes up to second. So two on and two outs. Ethan Nooner, who struck out in the second, will step in. 11-0 Hiawatha here in the top of the fourth. They blew the game open with 8 in the bottom of the third. First pitch by Gilbert, high and outside, ball one. Gilbert still working out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hits off the fingertips of Gilbert, and no play is going to be made by the shortstop. That was Joel Bryan. And not sure what happened there. It looked like he had a chance to maybe get the runner over there at second, but a little hesitation was costly there. So everybody is safe, and now the bases are loaded. Now here comes Kurt Weldon. And here comes a meeting on the mound. So it was a ground ball by Nooner that hit the fingertips of Gilbert's and ricocheted over to the shortstop side, where Bryan collected, and Smith was covering second base, and instead of maybe trying an underhand to Smith to get the runner out at second, there was just a little bit of a hesitation and doesn't make a play and just kind of hung on to the ball, and everybody ends up safe. And now a chance here for Royal Valley to get on the board with Parker Long, who grounded out his first time up. He steps in here with the bases loaded, but his team is down 11-0. Gilbert fires one past him, swung on and missed. Four, strike one. Klotz at third, Doherty at second, Nooner at first. Long now needs to protect. He fouls this one out of play, and he's down 0-2. Here's the 0-2 in there looking. Strike three called, and the goose egg still on the board for Royal Valley as Gilbert tags another strikeout. So we head to the bottom of the fourth. All Red Hawks here in game one. They lead Royal Valley 11-0.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hiawatha cruising as they lead Royal Valley 11-0 here in game one of a two-game set. Head to the bottom of the fourth inning here as Braden Griswold will lead things off here for the Red Hawks, and he slaps at the first pitch, sends it to right field, and a running catch towards the right field line is Miller. That was nicely done. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Makes Griswold now one for two on the day. Tyler Willick steps in. He lined out to second base in the first, reached on an error, and scored in the 8-run third. First pitch swinging here, missed everything, strike one. Red Hawks will have a chance to end its next half inning. And that one caught the elbow of Willick. That's the second time a Red Hawk's been hit by a pitch tonight. And a one-out base runner is on as Willick takes first, and now Cooper Jacobson will step in. Walked and scored on a wild pitch in the second and had an infield single and an RBI in that big third inning. Also had a stolen base as well. So a runner at first, one down, 11-0 Red Hawks. Wags pitch high and outside for ball one. Unofficially, Hiawatha 11 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors committed by Royal Valley. They have left 4 on base. Wag throws back to first, keeping Willick honest. Jacobson bats from the left side. That one hits the outside corner and a chance for a steal. Late throw, not in time, as Willick is now into scoring position after a stolen base. And the count to Jacobson evens up at 1-1. So Kendon Wag replaced Brady Klotz in the third. Klotz had a rough day. Hiawatha's been very patient. That one upstairs, now 2-1. Really working count, seeing a lot of pitches. Wag out of the stretch, fires, swung on and missed. Now 2-2. Runner at second, one down here in the bottom of the fourth. Hiawatha looking maybe for another extra insurance run here. Certainly don't need it, up 11-0. That one outside, now ball three. So now the count full at 3-2 to Jacobson. We'll flip it back to the top of the order with Josh Smith up next. Wag looks back and steps off, fakes a throw to second base as Willick dancing a little bit. Here's a high one tucked up inside, ball four. And Jacobson is on for a third time today. So Willick at second, Jacobson at first. Top of the order, Josh Smith steps in. Walked and scored in the first, grounded out in the second, struck out in the third. That one is high and inside. Ball one zoomed right past his head. It's Kendon Wag is just trying to limit the damage as much as possible as Royal Valley again in a deep hole here in the fourth, down 11 to nothing. Two on and one out here for the Redhawks, and that one is foul tipped away as Smith was quick to show a bunt. Tried to put it down, but gets away, and count evens up at one and one. Quick meeting on the mound with Parks and Wag. Willick at second, Jacobson at first, one out here in the bottom of the fourth, 11 to nothing Redhawks. Looking to get their first league win of the young season. Some high tee swung on and missed there, and Smith now looking to protect down one and two. Carson Gilbert due up next, who's been so good on the bump for the Redhawks today. And for a second time, Wag's going to step off the rubber and glance Willick back to first base, or correction, second base, as it's Jacobson at first. This one is in there for strike number three, looking as Smith is now out number two. So now it's up to Carson Gilbert, struck out in the first, reached on an infield single in the second, and then singled with an RBI and a run scored in the eight-run third inning. He's got two on and two out here in the fourth. His team up 11 to nothing, and that one is swung on and missed. Wag got him with a curveball, and it's 0-1. Another curveball that hits the dirt, swung on and missed, and now it's going to get to the backstop. Gilbert now down 0-2, but both runners advance, so Willick is up to third, and Jacobson now at second. So a base hit could tack on two more. Gilbert's smiling as both of those last two breaking balls had some dip to them and struggled to get contact on either of them. See if Wag goes back to the breaking ball here on an 0-2 count. Comes in with some heat, hits right back to the pitcher. Wag can't get a grip on it, and a run is going to score. Twice, he missed it with the glove and then missed it with his hand. Willick scores from third to make it 12 to nothing. Jacobson goes to third. And Gilbert reaches on the air. It was not hit very hard, and Wag tried to get it with his glove, failed, then tried to reach down with his hand and failed as well. And at that point, Gilbert was at first, then a run was across. 12-0 now the score. Here's a quick ground ball left side and under the glove of Jace Wag and into left field, and another error and another run is going to score. As now Jacobson is in from third. Gilbert up to second. And now Rocky at first base again, first pitch swinging, reaching on an E5. So Xavier Oldham steps in with two on and two outs here in the fourth, two more across, 13 to nothing in favor of Hiawatha. First pitch low and outside, ball one. Grounded out in the first, reached on an infield single in the third, came around to score. And kicked off the fourth, or batted again in the third, and got an RBI infield single as Royal Valley is going to get a pick off at third base as they went for a double steal, and Gilbert's thrown out, and that's going to end the frame. But two more score, and Hiawatha can close it out here in the bottom half, or I should say the top half of inning number five. They lead it 13-0. We're back after this here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
If everyone in your family loves pizza and you want a quick meal with no prep and no cleanup, take advantage of the April special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get a large meat eater special for just $17.99 all month. Then add some breadsticks, wings, or dessert. The Pizza Bakery is known for great food and great variety. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, call 486-2602. Make it a pizza night and take advantage of the April Meat Eaters special at the Pizza Bakery, open 7 days a week in downtown Horton.
Hansaland Radio.
Well, a chance for Hiawatha to close things out here in the fifth in game one. They lead it 13-0 over Royal Valley in what's been just a dominant performance on both sides. For the Red Hawks, looking for their first win in Big 7 league play, and Royal Valley in danger of dropping their first in Big 7 league play. It'll be Miller, Parks, and Wag due up here in the top of the fifth, 13-0. Red Hawks in control. Quick pitch by Gilbert in there for strike one. Miller walked and stole a base in the third, but was stranded there at second. That one high and inside, ball one. Nine strikeouts here in this ball game for Carson Gilbert. Off speed, swung on and missed. Now one and two the count. Looking for a double-digit strikeout performance here this afternoon. Swung on and missed, and there is strikeout number 10 as Miller is down swinging. There's one out here in the fifth. Tyson Parks, who struck out in the third, steps in. Nobody on and one out. Hiawatha, the big inning was the third as Parks will take strike one. After a 3-0 lead through the first two, Red Hawks tallied 8 on 5 hits in the third, and then they added 2 more in the fourth. That one upstairs, a 1-1 count here to the sophomore catcher, Tyson Parks. Open on his stance, crouches, and takes one high and outside. So again, unofficially right now, 13 runs, 7 hits. Royal Valley's defense had 5 errors here this afternoon in this first ball game. As that one is also outside, now Parks the advantage at 3-1. Hiawatha looking for their fourth win of the year. 3-3 coming in and got him. Or correction, that was on the umpire. It was a 3-1 count. He rung it up like it was a strikeout, but it's just the second strike. So now he corrects himself, and now Park steps back in, now with the count full. Here's the 3-2. Foul ball out of play. We'll do it again. 10 strikeouts for Carson Gilbert today. A chance for another one here. And we're in inning number 5. Here's the 3-2. Off speed, swung on, and fouled out of play again. We'll do it another time at 3-2. Kendon Wag, the shortstop, due up next. Again, as of right now, Royal Valley with one out, nobody on. They need 4 runs to extend this game, as that one is high and tight for ball 4. So a one-out base runner as Parks heads to first. Top of the order now with Kendon Wagg, 0 for 2 with two strikeouts. Now a courtesy runner is going to come into the game. It'll be Logan Jewell, the sophomore. So Jewell at first, taking over for Parks there with the walk. Top of the order, Wagg again 0 for 2. Gilbert, this one's hit down the right field line, but foul. And the count is 0-1. That's from the right side, little closed on his stance. Jewell at first, inside, ball one. And they'll play another one here after this one. We won't have that on the radio for you, but if you can, come on out and catch game two. It's an absolutely beautiful night for high school baseball here in Northeast Kansas. That one gets high and away. 2-1 here on Kendon Wagg. Another one outside, now 3-1. So a 3-1 count. The pitch, ground ball right side. It gets under the glove of Jacobson and skips into right field. And they get it in quickly as Jewell, the courtesy runner, now gets to second base. Wagg is at first. That's going to go down as an E3 as that one was not, wasn't well struck. And again, the sun, I think, an issue with those on the right side of the infield and the outfield. And now we'll get a meeting on the mound as Royal Valley trying to extend this game. They need 4 runs to do so. It'll be Brady Klotz, big hard-throwing right-hander who has had a rough day, started on the mound, exited after 2 innings of work, giving up multiple runs and unofficially with some of those coming from defensive errors. They gave up 5 walks as well. Didn't seem to be 100% at times out there. He's up to bat with 2 on and 1 out here in the 5th. His team down 13-0. Gilbert back to work. As Klotz has one of the 3 hits for Royal Valley today. It's a single in the 4th. He is 1 for 2. Now Gilbert's kind of laboring a little bit, and he's struggling to find the strike zone. He's quickly down to the count, 2-0. Jewell at second, Wagg at first. This one is a frozen rope to center field, and that's going to be another hit for Klotz, and they're going to hold the runners, and now the bases are loaded. So Jewell held at third. Wagg goes up to second. Second hit of the day for Brady Klotz. A hard hit single to center. And now the bases are juiced for Chase Wagg, who is 0 for 2 today. Again, Hiawatha just trying to end this game. They can do so as long as they don't give up 4 in this frame. But the bases are now loaded with 1 out. As first pitch for Jay Swag is swung on and fouled straight back, count 0-1. Struck out in the first and then flew out to right field in the 4th. He's 0 for 2. Jewell at third, Wagg at second. This one missing for ball 1. And then Klotz again with his second hit of the day. He's on first with 1 out. 13-0 Hiawatha here in the top of the 5th. As that one misses outside, now 2-1. Trying to see if maybe Gilbert can close this one out, but he is certainly off the plate. That one catching the outside corner, fouled straight back, and the count even here with Jace Wagg at 2-2. 10 strikeouts today for Gilbert's, but certainly laboring a little bit here in the 5th. Trying to close this one out, and that one's going to hit him. And Gilbert says he's trying to say that he leaned into it. The umpire has none of it, And that's going to be a run across as Jewell, the courtesy runner, will score. Kendon Wag to third, Klotz to second, and Jace Wag with the RBI via the hit-by-pitch, and that might do it for Carson Gilbert today. But 10 strikeouts, but we'll see if they do make a change or not. Kurt Weldon out there, the infield in as well. So one is across. It's now 13-1. Favor of Hiawatha is Royal Valley putting a little something together here in the fifth, needing three more runs to extend this game out. So it looks like they're going to stick with Gilbert, see if he can close this one out, as the run rule is 10 after 5. And they currently lead 13-1 here in the top of the fifth. There is one out, but the bases are loaded, as it's the first baseman and the cleanup hitter, Preston Golden. One for two, a single in the second, struck out in the fourth. And a foul ball right side for strike one. Little meeting between Weldon and the home plate umpire. Umpire will clean off home plate. As Kendon Wag is at third, Brady Klotz at second, Jace Wag at first, with Preston Golden up here with one out. Panthers have scratched across finally their first run of the game, trailing 13-1 here in the top of the fifth. Beautifully thrown off-speed pitch. Bends in there for strike two. Now Golden down 0-2. The 0-2. Just missing the outside corner, 1-2. Some of the fans might have thought that was strike three, but the umpire says no. Out of the windup, here's the 1-2. And he hits him again. Another hit batter. And that scratches across another run. As now Kendon Wag will score. Klotz will move to third. Jace Wag to second. And now Golden is another casualty. As I have to imagine, that's probably it now for Gilbert, as they gave him every opportunity to try to close this game out. But back-to-back hit batters with the bases loaded is going to do it for Carson Gilbert. But 10 strikeouts in the game. And let's see who they trot out here to close this thing out. Coming from the dugout, it's going to be, looks like, Cooper Jacobson. So they're going to go with Jacobson here to try to close this one out. The Panthers have scratched two across. They still need two more to extend the game. But we'll step aside for a quick 30. A pitching change as Jacobson is on the pitch after Gilbert is out after a 10-strikeout performance here this afternoon. We'll pause for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Gansaland Radio.
Royal Valley trying to extend this game. They have scratched off two runs here in the fifth. They trail 13-2 as finally Carson Gilbert's day is done. He hit the last two batters he faced with the bases loaded. That's how the Panthers have scratched off their two runs here tonight in this first game. Cooper Jacobson is in to try to close this out. The Panthers still need two in this inning to extend the game. Jacobson getting his last one or two warm-up pitches, and Right now, Klotz is at third, Jay Swag at second, Preston Golden at first, Cooper Doherty, who is 0-for-1 with a walk today. We'll try to keep this thing moving for the Panthers. Bats from the right side. Jacobson's first pitch is fouled out of play. Strike one. He struck out in the second, walked, and was stranded at second base in the fourth. 13-2 Red Hawks. Off speed. Swung on and missed. Beautifully done. And Doherty now down 0-2. Nooner is on deck. Here's the 0-2 from Jacobson, off speed, off the end of the bat, down the right field line, out of play, and nearly caught over there by Joel Bryan. Good hustle there at first base. But it's just a long strike, and we'll do it again at 0-2. Gilbert, by the way, defensively now playing shortstop. They move Joel Bryan over to first base. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch by Jacobson. High and outside, ball one. 13-2, Hiawatha here in the fifth. Panthers have scored their two here in this frame. They need two more to extend this out a little bit more. Swung on and missed, and Jacobson with the high cheese sits him down for a big strikeout, and now Royal Valley down to their final outs here in game one. It'll be the junior second baseman, Ethan Nooner, who is 1-for-2 today, struck out in the second, singled in the fourth, needs a hit here to try to extend this game. And the first pitch from Jacobson upstairs for ball one. That's from the right side, slightly open, just a touch on his stance. Here's the 1-0 from Jacobson. That one is low, now 2-0. So Jacobson behind in the count, 2-0. Bases are loaded, two outs. 13-2, Hiawatha trying to close the door as this one catches the inside corner. And that's a big strike from Jacobson to Nooner. Now the count 2-1. Fans did not agree with that call. That one is high and away, now 3-1. So now with the bases loaded, a 3-1 count. Let's see where Jacobson puts this pitch. See how aggressive Ethan Nooner is here at the plate. From the stretch, here's the 3-1. Got it on the outside corner, and now the count is full. So a chance to end it here. Jacobson has worked the count full. Ethan Nooner trying to extend it for Royal Valley here in game one of two. The pitch, ground ball, right side, fielded by the second baseman. Throw to first in time, and that will do it. A ground ball to the second baseman. Smith able to get it up to Bryan, and it's a 13-2. Hiawatha victory here in game number one. So we'll wrap this one up when we come back. We'll step aside here for a timeout, and we'll get you closed out when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy have some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
The Moyle and James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
the Land Radio.
Well, Hiawatha improves to 4-3 on the young year as they win game one of their doubleheader here at home against Royal Valley, I should say. The final was 13-2 in five innings of work as Royal Valley threatened to keep the game going, but Cooper Jacobson relieving Carson Gilbert in the fifth, getting a ground out and a strikeout as Royal Valley leaves them loaded after plating two in the fifth inning. Again, they needed four to keep this one going, but unable to do so, and Hiawatha gets the win. Royal Valley suffers just their second loss of the year. They're now 5-2, and they drop their first in Big 7 league play as they are now 2-1 in league play. Again, they'll play another one here in just a little bit. If you're listening, come on out to the ballpark here, Noble Park here in Hiawatha. Support these guys. We're about to be off the air here for the radio side of it here tonight. But just going through some notable notes here as Hiawatha again wins it in 5, 13-2 unofficially for the Redhawks. 13 runs, 7 hits. They had one error. They left 5 on base. For Royal Valley, 2 runs on 4 hits. Their defense had 5 errors tonight, which were huge, especially in that 8-run third, and they left 7 on base. Again, the difference in the game, really, the third inning, Hiawatha plates 8. They led it 3-0 after the first two, and they get 8 runs, 5 hits, a couple of big errors by the Royal Valley defense to extend that inning out, and they turned it to 11-0 at that point. They would add 2 more in the fourth to make it 13-0. And then the top of the fifth, Royal Valley, again, able to scratch off a couple of runs, but unable to extend the ball game out. So again, Hiawatha with the big win. Carson Gilbert, the starting pitcher, picks up the W, could not finish it, but he goes 4 1/3 as he has 10 strikeouts, giving up 7 hits in the ball game. But 10 strikeouts for Carson Gilbert. He was fantastic. And then Cooper Jacobson able to come on and get the final 2 outs of the fifth inning. So that's going to do it for us. We'll have some more softball for you later on this week, so keep it locked in. We'll let you know where we're off to later on this week for our next softball broadcast. But that's going to do it for us here from Hiawatha as the Redhawks take game one against Royal Valley by a final score of 13-2 in 5 innings of play. For Colin Feldkamp in studio, I'm Brandon Salmon. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight. We'll talk to you later this week for more high school baseball and softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
Remember when you swore you'd never get
103.9 FM, KNZA.